AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel has launched an attack on Iran. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Moments ago, Israel launched Operation Rising Lion, a targeted military operation to roll back the Iranian threat to Israel's very survival.
That threat.
We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear weaponization program. We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb. We also struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missile program.
Netanyahu thanked President Trump for efforts to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons, but says Tehran is just buying time, and of Israel's attack...
This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. was not involved and warned Iran it should not target U.S. interests. In other news, a federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order directing President Trump to return control of the National Guard to California. The order takes effect at noon Friday. It says the deployment of the Guard was illegal, violating the 10th Amendment and exceeding the president's statutory authority. The federal government immediately filed an appeal. Meantime, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem promising to move forward with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Los Angeles despite the waves of unrest. Protests have erupted across the country, including in Chicago and Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott has deployed more than 5,000 National Guard troops. And a deadly plane crash in India.
This is a difficult day for all of us at Air India. And our efforts now are focused entirely on the needs of our passengers, crew members, their families, and loved ones.
Air India CEO Campbell Wilson, after a flight bound for London, went down shortly after takeoff. All but one of the 242 people aboard died, the survivor thrown from the plane. This is AP News. Ed Donahue has a story of researchers who drive into hailstorms in the name of science.
You've heard of tornado chasers. These are hail chasers.
We want to know... That storm over there is going to produce baseballs, and that storm over there is only going to produce golf balls.
Victor Gensini is with the project called Ice Chip.
If we can confine and constrain those forecasts, at the end of the day, the end users, the people receiving that information, are going to be better served.
They drive in fortified vehicles, waiting for the chance to analyze hail. Katie Wargowski is one of the students in search of good research.
Really, you get a rush of adrenaline. You really start to notice the little things around you, and your head just feels kind of light because you know that you're about to get pelted by this storm that people should be in their basements for.
The team has collected, measured, crushed, weighed, and sliced hailstones as big as 5.5 inches, about the size of a DVD. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.